Nasty Satellite Show, the most interesting people in the ville.
The newly crowned all-time leading trainer, Dale Romans.
Well, Chef Edward Lee.
I'm honored to be with Dan Issel.
I'm at the offices of Louisville Public Media.
Stephen George.
Budding country music star, J.D. Shelburne.
Rocky Adkins is with us.
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show, Louisville's longest running and most interesting podcast. Join Rick Redding, your host, as he talks with some of the city's most interesting individuals. The city's leaders in politics, business, sports, and the arts join Rick in lively one-on-one interviews, taking on the topics that are making news in the ville. Right now, Rick's ready to get the show rolling in the Louisville.am studio. Here's Rick.
And it is Rick Redding, your host on the Rusty Satellite Show. So glad to be with you again, and I've really got a lot of things going on this week. It makes me very happy. Let's talk about that, okay? This is the show for where you will hear the most interesting people in the ville. I've seemed to always come through, and I've got a great, great show this week. I got some really outstanding guests. In the second part of the show, my friends from Aflac, David Watson and Amanda Goodman, are going to be with me. I went over there to their offices. They're just a couple of miles away from the RE/MAX Properties East studio here, where I'm coming to you right now. And we had a good time over there. There's going to be video of that you can check out online. And David does a great job with his social media. So this show is going to be out there a bit. The first guest I'm going to have is Ben Reno Weber, who is hilarious. He was a lot of fun going down there. I went to one of my favorite places, the Story Louisville offices at 900 West Main, to talk to Ben and see their impressive facilities. A lot has changed since I've been there last, including the addition of a podcast studio. Very interesting stuff down at Story Louisville. And what Ben is doing with the Microsoft company and artificial intelligence. It's really fascinating. And I hope you will take advantage of the opportunity to meet Ben. He is coming to speak to the Breakfast of Champions on March 10th. That's next Tuesday. This is my invitation to you to join us. It's $20. You get a buffet breakfast, all you can eat, and some great people will show up. I'm excited about this one because I think Ben's going to attract a really cool crowd. So that's what's going on next week. Put that on your calendar right now. The show, as always, is brought to you by the Eye Care Institute down in Butchertown at Story Avenue. You know, down in Butchertown next to where the soccer stadium just got completed. A lot of news this week about that. And at the Eye Care Institute, you can get LASIK or any other sort of service involving your vision. They do the best stuff down there. I got my LASIK there. I'm very happy with it. And you can call them at 502-589-1500. I encourage you to do so and get that thing straightened out with your eyes. You don't have to, you know, all that stuff with waiting in lines and all that. They really take care of you, really focused on customer service at the Eye Care Institute. Also by Heiser Health. More excitement on the personal front. This Friday, I get my cast off on my ankle. I had surgery on December 23rd. I've been hobbling and limping around ever since. Friday, the cast comes off. Yay. Yay. I'm so happy. It's been a long time coming. It's been a long time to hobble around. And at Heiser Health, I'll be back in the gym doing exercise classes. They help you with nutrition. They help you with your exercise. And they have a program where they go around to your employer. So you ought to ask your boss about having Heiser Health come in and do some of their assessments for your company. Exactly. All right. So anyway, I'm so happy to have them here. And it's also been a great week for real estate. I've been talking with a bunch of clients about new homes. And this is the time. The things are heating up. This is the spring. I am with the Sekulor team here at RE/MAX Properties East. You can call me at 502-439-6391. I'll be glad to help you with any questions you might have about real estate. I could set up a showing for you if you got a property you're interested in. I'd be glad to do that. That's fun. That's what I do here at RE/MAX Properties East. All right. So got all that stuff out of the way. I want to get into the show. And my first guest is Ben Reno Weber. You know his wife, Teresa, because she's been on the show twice, and she's also been a speaker at the Breakfast of Champions. But Ben has a whole interesting perspective on the work he's doing down at Story Louisville, and I thought I'd share it with you. So here you go. Let's get the show started. Here's my interview with Ben Reno Weber.
We're about to blow the cover off of Rick Redding's secret. Hi, everybody. Bob Sekola here. You know Rick is the force behind the city's longest running and most interesting podcast, and he knows what makes Louisville a great place to live. He's plugged into the city. As a journalist, he's covered stories in every part of the city, so he knows neighborhoods. Now the secret. He's part of the most successful team in the city, the Sekola team at RE/MAX Properties East, and he's putting his experience to work for buyers and sellers like you. The Sekola team sells more homes than anyone else in the city. And now, Rick is at your disposal. Call him anytime, day or night, at 502-439-6391. 502-439-6391.
All right, today I'm again at one of my favorite places, Story Louisville, but another interesting guest. Ben Reno Weber is here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, great to be here. The things have changed here on the first floor since I was around, and we're actually sitting in a podcast studio.
We are sitting in a podcast studio.
And using old tech, recording on my phone.
But there is new tech surrounding us.
It's all over the place.
Like so many things in technology, the technology has evolved, but the adoption is the key.
Yeah, if we only knew how to use it, you know, that would be the key. But I've heard all this stuff about what you're doing down here. So I know it relates to Microsoft investment in the city. So yep. Rather than stumble over there, let you explain what you're doing down here.
Sure. So it's called the Future of Work Initiative, and it's a joint initiative between Microsoft and city government. And the idea is to stand up a hub in Louisville for artificial intelligence, data science, and the Internet of Things.
Okay. And the coolest thing you told me in previewing this is that there's artificial intelligence that creates facial recognition that compares you to actors.
It's true. Okay. It's true. So
I want to do that.
Yeah. Doable. Breakpoint Technology is the local partner who did that. We had a conference earlier this week that was focused on education and workforce, particularly around what are the implications of artificial intelligence and automation on the workforce. And one of the pieces of that was highlighting really what this technology actually means for people's lives. So some of it was really silly. It was, what actor do you most look like? And so they would come and you would do a facial recognition and then it would ping a database of thousands of actors. I got some British actor I've never heard of.
Sorry you didn't get Brad Pitt.
I am also sorry I didn't get Brad Pitt.
I'm sure
Pitt.
That would happen with me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of my buddies did get Ben Affleck. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, well, that's you could have been close to that, I guess.
But one of the other pieces of technology, there's a company in town that does social media image recognition. So it's called Enable AI. And they did image clustering. So they proved that they could, with their technology, look at a picture and say, oh, that's a picture of a horse or that's a picture of a margarita.
Okay.
Which is really, it's important for social media. If you want to know what the most impactful images that get posted to your account are, you need to know what those images are.
Right.
And AI can do that.
Wow. Well, it's very cool. I understand that it's a big deal for Louisville to have this Microsoft presence here and all that. Why did they choose our city?
Yeah. So there's a couple of reasons that they chose Louisville, and then maybe we can backtrack to why they were looking to choose anywhere. So Microsoft chose Louisville because, according to the Brookings Institution, we have one of the economies most likely to be impacted by these shifts in technology, the emerging data economy.
Okay.
And impact, it can be good or bad. This is a train that is coming. We're either going to be on the train or we're going to get run over by the train.
We might get hit by it.
And so it was a combination of that level of potential impact and the leadership that was available here in Louisville, and what I would like to call our unfair advantages.
Okay. Somebody in Louisville was responsible for like doing this recruiting and
all that. I mean, it was a real process. So Microsoft was looking for a city off the coasts in which they could try to do this technology revolution differently. So if you think of the last three tech revolutions, the personal computing revolution, the internet revolution, and the mobile revolution, all three really started with computer science folks on the West Coast,
right,
jumped over to finance and computer science people on the East Coast, and then slowly wandered into the middle of the country. And that meant two really important things. First off, it meant that, you know, we still have pieces of paper going through GE appliances because it's taken a long time for the adoption to happen in here next to real industry where we actually make things or try and keep people healthy.
Okay.
That's one piece. The second piece is the sorts of people who have computer science or finance degrees on the East and West Coast tend to be a certain demographic. And Microsoft is really interested in being deliberately investing in diversity and inclusion in this technological revolution.
Okay. So you told me you're 3 months on the job. How'd you land here? I mean,
So I most recently ran a tech startup called MobileServe that I stepped out of this summer, and my co-founder is now the CEO.
Okay.
And previous to that, I had run a nonprofit. And I have done a lot of work with corporations, with startups, with nonprofits, and with data.
Okay.
Part of which through my work with the Greater Louisville Project.
Okay.
And they were kind of looking around for somebody who was on the market and could bridge a lot of those gaps.
Yeah.
And so that's how I ended up doing this.
I imagine you were the one. But you grew up around here, so you know all that about Louisville, so you're a big fan of Louisville, and we've had your lovely wife as a guest on the show twice.
She is so much smarter than I am.
And she's, well, you know, I don't know, but that may be true. She's definitely more attractive.
That's definitely true. Also that. Validated by facial recognition. Yeah. She looks a lot like Sandra Bullock.
Oh, did she get that?
She certainly does. I don't know whether the computer told her that or not.
That's funny. So around here, tell me about this conference, because I understand you thought you were going to get 500 people here. You got double that. What kind of people were they coming to see this tech conference?
Well, it was really interesting. So the focus was education and workforce. And we have done this on a number of topic areas in the past. This topic area was about artificial intelligence, and we were able to get some amazing national speakers. The chief digital officer for Microsoft, a woman named Jackie Wright. We got the head of software as a service from IBM, Jonathan Arnault, which is great. And then, you know, high profile people from the Brookings Institution, and then a lot of really interesting local speakers. I think part of what's exciting to me and was exciting to Microsoft is to recognize there are a lot of Louisville companies that are really on the cutting edge of this. And everyone feels like they're behind. I mean, that's the funny thing about AI is everyone's like, I know it's a thing. I can probably spell it. But no one really knows what it means.
Yeah, and I don't either. So
well, yeah,
fill me in. So
I can do that. I can do that now. I certainly couldn't have 6 months ago. What's exciting?
I know it was exciting to get facial recognition on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, so that was a big deal.
I think the thing that's interesting about this is that this is going to be an enabling technology. It's going to be like electricity, like the internal combustion engine, like the internet. It's going to be in everything. And so we don't really know all the second order implications of that. What's exciting about that for a community like Louisville is that because we have some unfair advantages in the data economy, and that's what we're talking about, you know, this data economy is where you come to recognize the value of data in whatever your industry is.
Okay.
So that is the key piece, but that's really less about technical innovation and more about cultural innovation, which is what's exciting for Louisville. Because there's no one ahead of us. I mean, there's some stuff going on the coast that's much more about the, you know, it would be the equivalent of Cisco, right? They're building the infrastructure, and we're not going to do that. That's not where Louisville's going to be competitive. But when you think about, you know, what gets built on that, right? We're not probably not going to do the iPhone, but we can build the most innovative apps on the iPhone.
Okay.
And that's how we're going to create wealth and jobs in our community. And there's no one ahead of us there.
Okay. Now, when I hear using data in any industry in unique ways, I think of like cheating in baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what that whole scandal is all about, right? I mean,
well, so it's, I think of it more like Moneyball.
Yeah.
Right? So the interesting innovation there was, how do we leverage the data that exists in new ways to get better value?
Right.
So there's a company in Louisville called Edge Analytics, right? They're a spin out of another company. It's an energy data company. Sean O'Leary is the founder. And what they're doing as one part of their business is leveraging the existing data for football to help coaches make better play calls.
Right.
Right. This is all data that's publicly available. Right. But what's different is they're able to process that massive amount of data, analyze it in interesting ways, and give insight that creates value. And they have now advised 2 Super Bowl winners.
Okay. Right? So like whether to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah. That's it. Whether to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
That's Edge. But that's the whole thing here. That is a perfect example of a Louisville company with a central insight leveraging big data to create value. And then they're taking that same insight and talking to hospitals like Norton about their readmissions.
Okay.
How do we take the data Norton already has, analyze it in an interesting way, and create value to solve a real business issue? How do we get fewer people to be readmitted to the hospital?
Okay.
And again, you can do that in Louisville.
Sure.
In fact, we're more likely to be able to do it because we have things like the Louisville Healthcare CEO Council. 12 healthcare company CEOs who sit around, who look at each other and can trust each other and can make a deal. What are the problems we could solve together? Can't do that in a Boston or a San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting that it is being developed here. That's very exciting. It's going to left field. I didn't ask you about this, but I know you're speaking at our Breakfast of Champions in a few weeks.
Yeah.
I'm now excited about what you're going to say.
Oh, you weren't excited before?
No,
your facial recognition of the pre-emails did not trigger for you. I got to go see that guy that looks like Ben
You
Affleck.
Need to bring the guy who does the facial recognition of the actors to the breakfast.
I'll do that, actually.
Okay, good.
I'll do that.
Yeah. It's a fun event. You're going to love it. And for my listeners out there, come. It's what, March 14th? It's the second Tuesday of March.
Second Tuesday of March.
And as it always is, 7:30 in the morning. You're used to getting up that early.
We'll be talking about what this means for Louisville and how Louisville's going to win.
Well, that's a great topic. It should be fun. So thanks for being on the Rusty Satellite Show. Sort of a preview of what you're going to be doing at the breakfast. But we'll look forward to seeing you again there.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Heiser Health, your complete health source for preventative medicine and optimum health. Visit the experts of medical doctors and nurse practitioners so they can evaluate your overall health and your health as you age. Heiser Health uses the primary preventative technique of nutrition with real food and effective exercise. If you qualify, you may need hormone replacement to optimize your health. Call the experts at Heiser Health, 502-882-4252.
Hey, it's time for the Rusty Satellite News Quiz. I am at Visible Changes, where I just got my hair cut by Jerry Durbin. Jerry,
hey,
welcome to the quiz.
How are you, Rick? Thank you.
I'm doing great. You did a great job. You've been doing this for me for like
long time,
forever. You used to have a story I wrote about you on the wall, right?
Right. I still got that in the back.
You're the best barber / horse trainer I know.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So you ready to take the news quiz?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Get enough right, you might win a big prize.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right. 11 questions. Here we go. This National Hockey League team opened its home arena to tornado victims this week.
New Orleans.
No. Nashville Predators.
Okay.
The aviation-themed Tailspin Ale Fest holds its 7th annual Beer Fest Saturday where?
In Milwaukee.
Bowman Field.
Bowman Field. That's good.
You'll love this one. The number six Kentucky Wildcats blew a 17-point second-half lead last night at Rupp Arena, giving up a shot at a two-seed in the NCAA tournament. Who beat them?
Tennessee.
All right. Thus far, there have been no coronavirus cases in Kentucky, though experts say it's inevitable. Governor Andy Beshear this week called on employers to do what?
Wash their hands.
Offer paid sick leave.
Oh, okay.
Construction on the new soccer stadium for Louisville City FC seats 11,600 and costs $65 million to build. The men's team will share Lynn Family Stadium with what new women's team?
I just heard that too. Not sure.
Proof Louisville FC. Cool name.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. You'll like this one. The retailers in the spirits industry are opposing a bill in the Kentucky legislature that would allow consumers to have what? Delivered directly to their homes from manufacturers.
Liquor.
Exactly. She wrote the book that brought down the Louisville basketball program and resulted in the departure of Rick Pitino. Who was arrested this week after a police chased and accused of stealing merchandise from Kohl's?
Know her name well.
Katrina Powell.
Yeah, Katrina Powell. That's right.
All right. A Louisville teenager was sentenced to 6 years in prison this week for doing what near Valley High School?
A shooting.
He was caught with a loaded gun and 50 rounds of ammo.
Yeah.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
All right. The latest attempt to raise taxes by Kentucky legislators is to raise the tax on what?
Restaurants.
Gas. 26 to 34 cents a gallon.
Oh, you said the legislators. I was thinking about our mayor.
Oh, yeah. Our mayor wants to do it on restaurants.
That's right.
All right. Number 10. What company launched its Future of Work initiative, which will create artificial intelligence technology in Louisville? You can also hear about this on this week's Rusty Satellite Show with Ben Reno Weber. He doesn't come in here, does he?
No, not sure.
Okay. That's Microsoft.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, the last one. Former pro baseball player turned local artist Richard Sullivan painted the image for what Derby-related product released this week?
I saw that too.
It was a Derby bottle.
Derby
from
of Woodford Reserve.
Right. You got that one right. So let's look. You got you didn't do that four. Great. You got one. You got two. We'll give you that one. Three. Well, we can only give you like four.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. But you were a great sport, and hey, it was all good questions, right?
Yeah, it was great questions.
Okay.
All right. You should know.
That's right. You should know. You just got to pay attention. So that's the Rusty Satellite News Quiz. Jerry, I'll be back in 5 weeks.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Thank you, Rick.
Come back next week. Be a quiz kid. Yeah, be a quiz kid.
Okay, so that's the Rusty Satellite News Quiz, number three. Jerry, you know, he only got to... He only got a handful right, and Jerry's a guy that knows his stuff, so I don't know. Do I need to make him easier? You tell me. Let me know what you think of the Rusty Satellite News Quiz, and call me, Rick Redding, at 502-439-6391, and I'll set you up. A lot of those things in the news quiz were really interesting stuff. I used to just ramble on about things that interested me on the show, and you know, I do want to remind you that the Tailspin Ale Fest we talked about last week is Saturday at Bowman Field. They were nice enough to give me a couple tickets, so I'll be going to that. I was also interested in the news. There's a lot the news and the news quiz. I was so happy to see Richard Sullivan, the former pro baseball player. He's been on this show, and his artwork now graces the bottle. The Woodford Reserve Derby Bottle Special Edition. I think Richard's career has just taken off. I follow him on Facebook. He's got a lot of work going in baseball, etc., and all that. Some of the other highlights of the quiz: the Kentucky legislators who refuse to consider revenue producing ideas such as gaming or marijuana want to raise their gas tax from 26 cents to 34 cents a gallon. That would kind of hurt. So I did get gas for $1.98 a gallon earlier this week. That was pretty good. That was a good thing. All right. The next thing we have on the show is my interview with David Watson and Amanda Goodman of Aflac. And we talk a little bit about Aflac. Most people know from their tremendous advertising campaign with the duck. David tells me everybody walks around Aflac office. Whenever they meet him for the first time, they start quacking. He had this toy that we start the interview with that was very interesting. But anyway, that is what's coming up next on the show. And thank you again for tuning in and joining in on the Rusty Satellite Show, this experiment that's lasted 7 years now. This is show 348. Should have some sort of celebration for 350, don't you think? I'm open to ideas. But anyway, I've got some really neat, interesting guests lined up for the next several weeks I've been working on. I know, for instance, Marty Polio, the JCPS superintendent, I believe it's next week I've got him scheduled, but that's a big deal. And got some other the big names. Ben Reno Weber gave me some great ideas about technology folks that should be on this show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I probably ought to get over there to the soccer stadium for their first game. I think it's April 11th. And introduce you to somebody over there. So we'll see. But anyway, let's get on with the rest of the show. This is my interview from the Aflac headquarters. I'm glad to be bringing you this show from the RE/MAX Properties East studio. And now I'm going to introduce you to David Watson and Amanda Goodman.
Rusty Satellite Show, the most interesting people in the village.
Oh, man.
Aflac.
That cracks me up. That's always an interesting way to start this Rusty Satellite Show interview. I'm with David Watson, who is... you know, you're the big kahuna around here, but yeah. You have a real title.
A regional director.
Regional director
here. Big Aflac region.
For the Aflac region here. And Amanda Goodman, welcome to the show as well.
Thank you so much.
You do the recruiting of agents.
I do. I love my job. I am the regional recruiter here for our Dream Big region.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk to David just for a minute first. Okay. Because you have such fascinating, I've known you several years, and you have a lot of fascinating stuff in your history.
I do. Don't bring it all up, please.
Starting with your dad being the original Ronald McDonald.
That is so true. He was the original Ronald McDonald here in Louisville, and started that when I was probably about 3 or 4 years old.
Wow.
And yeah, I played for several years. McDonald's has been a big part of our life all through. So he was a clown in many respects.
And
so.
You didn't get to be Hamburglar or any
I did
of those
not.
Other guys?
I did not. I wanted to be.
What is it? The Grimace? Yeah. I can't remember all those.
Grimace. Yeah.
Yeah. Grimace. The Grimace is one. Yeah. McDonald's had a whole lineup of characters.
That's right.
But you're very active in the community. You do a lot of stuff in Louisville. Mm-hmm. In addition to, I know you always come to our Breakfast of Champions. One of those is coming up next week with Ben Reno Weber. So I'm just putting that plug in there.
Yeah.
Hope you can make it. You too, Amanda.
Thank you.
And but some of your activities, I mean, we're going to get to how you've grown this Dream Big region at Aflac, but you're involved in a lot of things in the community.
Right? Yeah. Volunteers of America has been something that's really been near and dear to my heart. I run a what they call the breakfast crew there. That's at the Unity House, which is a place where about 25 families live. And my crew shows up every other Wednesday, and we bring in the food. We cook everything, cook a full breakfast for all the residents there, and then serve it. And we're in by 6 a.m. We're out by 8 a.m. And been doing that, just hit our eight-year mark, almost 10,000 breakfasts served now. So so we're growing.
Yep. And the last thing I'll get to, you're so skinny, but you told me you're Santa Claus every year.
I am. I know it's hard to believe, but it takes two belly boosters to get me to the proper girth that I need to get to. But yeah, for 21 years, I've been the Santa Claus now for the Dream Factory here in Louisville.
Very good.
Picked up from my dad. He did it the first probably 16 years until he passed, and they asked me to take over, and I've been doing it since then. So near and dear to my heart there as well.
Well, all very interesting, but what's amazing is the stories you've told me, and we have a story up on LouisvilleKY.com right now about what's going on here at Dream Big. People think Aflac, and I think they think of the duck. You must get that a lot.
We do. We do. If you walk into a room full of 100 people, 96 of them are going to quack at you. So no matter what. And, I talk
like
to
this guy, right?
Yeah. That's exactly right. A lot of folks don't, when I ask them who's heard of Aflac, I've never had someone walk in here that didn't, coming in for an interview or whatever, that had not heard of us.
Yeah. So very creative ads. I know the last one was Nick Saban. I'm sure you get a lot of that. But aside from the attention the commercials get, people know the term, I guess, supplemental insurance, but what's that really mean?
It means we protect people. I mean, healthcare has really kind of gone crazy in the last few years. Health insurance. Aflac, we're income protection. We're protection. We fill the gaps that have been created by health insurance now. So we work with businesses all over the place, but we run the Louisville region here. So we're doing a lot of good work with our businesses here in town, and we're kind of filling the gaps at their healthcare.
Okay. And you have, you're heading the operation here, but the growth, I think, would be impressive to hear some of those numbers that in just the last 3 or 4 years, right?
Yeah. I took over here about 6 years ago. My six-year anniversary will be coming up in April. Took over a region that really had three districts doing about $1.3 million in sales. We have grown, and we set about to grow, and we've grown significantly. Now we have seven districts, and our book of business is about $7
million. Wow. So, yeah. 1.3 to 7.
Yep.
That's pretty good. I want to ask Amanda about that because that's where you come in. You're recruiting agents, right? You told me that you put an ad out there, and what was the number of people who responded to it?
We did. Since January the 28th, we've had about 1,700 people respond and apply.
1,700 people looking for jobs.
We have.
In sales.
Yes.
And, okay, well, that's a lot. So your recruiting, I guess, is ongoing.
It is ongoing, and I do like to specify you do not have to be an already licensed agent. That is something that I would help you acquire. That would be your health insurance license.
Okay, got to take a test.
You do.
I know.
And I am there to walk you through the whole process to make sure that you ace that test and become an agent with Aflac.
Okay. And I guess it doesn't require experience in sales, although I'm sure that helps. But I guess what impresses me is that you can just come in with no background, no experience, and you're selling to businesses, right?
That is correct, yes. I do feel like we have developed a very special culture here. As a recruiter, I do enjoy finding that special someone to see a certain spark in them, mainly because that this is a career. This is not just a job. And when I see someone that's really ready to make a change, we're there to help them to get all the special requirements, but really they found a home. They found somewhere that they can grow and that they're going to have longevity and they can build a legacy for themselves.
And success and make some good money.
Yes, and have a great time doing it.
Have a great time doing it. It's a lot of fun around here in the office. I love the orange walls and the duck on the wall. David, let's talk about the story I just wrote for Louisville KY about this, and Laura, who's in the back here working, as she should be, but her story, when I spoke to her, and I was just amazed at what she's been able to do in less than a year.
Yeah, Laura is special, and she's awesome. She came to us a little over a year ago now, just finished her first year. Really was hesitant about this career because, let's face it, we're a commission-driven organization, and that scares a lot of people, and it should, right?
Sure.
But she joined us, no background really in sales, came in here, just put her head down and went to work. And now Laura's story, and it is in the article, Laura's a single mom of four boys.
It just wears me out saying four boys under six.
Six and under. Matter of fact, one of her sons is here right now because he's not feeling well today, so she has him here. And but she came in, went to work, hit every single award that Aflac offers, ran through all of the bonuses, hit every bonus, finished the year as Rookie of the Year in all of Kentucky. And we are so, so proud of her. She just shows what grit and determination will do.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, and I know something about, sales positions and all that, but just you know, having the nerve to keep knocking on those doors. That's got to be the thing that you're looking for.
Yeah, it is. We're in the community. I mean, we're not a pick up the phone and call them kind of place. We are actually out there, you know, walking into businesses. We become part of the community. And that's one of the things I love about us is we make a difference. So when a business owner meets us and we have that conversation, we make sense to a business owner.
Okay. So this insurance is something that is supplied by a business owner to its employees, right?
Well, yeah, let me explain that, though. The interesting thing is it doesn't cost a business owner anything to offer Aflac. That's a key difference. Most business owners think of it's going to have a cost. What we're asking a business owner to do is to payroll deduct it and send it to us at the end of the month. So then they get to, it's not a question of will they buy it, it's a question of will they provide it to their folks.
Okay, so it's kind of elective for the employees.
Yep.
And good. And how, when, give me a, maybe you could answer this,
sure.
Amanda, when does that come into play? I know Laura told me a story about an individual who was, you know, you have a regular job, everything's going well, and then all of a sudden you get sick and your health insurance might cover your health, but
absolutely,
what's covering the income and how are you paying your bills?
Yes, we are all human. So unfortunately that means we are going to injure ourselves and we're going to get sick. And those bills don't stop. You know, the phone companies don't care. Your mortgage company doesn't care if you've hurt yourself. Like I said, the bills don't stop. So once your policy is effective and you file that claim, which someone like Laura will do a wonderful job walking you through to ensure that, Aflac pays you directly, which is amazing. And then you can cover those bills and you're not going to have a financial catastrophe.
Right, while you're laid up, maybe you have foot surgery or something, and can't play football anymore. You know, I don't know. I've had a lot of experiences with that. But tell me a little bit as we wind up here, how you make this so much fun. I know you're active in social media. You've got all these YouTube videos out there,
right.
And it's become like a phenomenon. You've made a name for yourself, like with the national organization, right?
Yeah. I'm kind of the YouTube guy. So from a culture standpoint, I really think there's a difference. And we talked about this some in the article. There's a difference between wanting to be somewhere and having to be somewhere. And if you create the culture and the atmosphere where people want to be, they show up different. They go to work different, and they can find the success that often's eluded them throughout their career, because our career is kind of a turn the page career for a lot of folks. They don't wake up and go, I can't wait to get insurance sales. Maybe it's like a Christy Cannon who's been a teacher for 15 years and decides now's the right time for her 2 years ago to make that leap into what we're doing. A fantastic leap for her. She's really kind of redefined her life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and done a wonderful job with us. So the culture's huge. The company is fantastic. I mean, Aflac provides great value, and we take care of our people.
Okay. Well, it's very exciting. Every time I'm over here, there's always something going on. You got all the technology. It's all great.
Our video wall playing back.
Yeah,
there.
We're doing YouTube right now. So
we have some great jam sessions
really?
At least once a month. So we've got the music going. We'll cater in some food. But most importantly, we'll have some friendly competition here. So that really gets everybody going, and to go out there and make those appointments that day to come in the next day and see what we've really accomplished in one day is amazing.
All right. Well, let's let Aflac the Duck have the last word. But thank you guys for being on the show.
Appreciate you.
And we'll be back.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. Rick will be back in the Louisville.am studio with two more of the most interesting people in the Ville next week. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. To suggest a future guest or inquire about doing your own podcast, get in touch with Rick through Facebook or Twitter, or send an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. To see the full list of guests who have appeared on the show since 2013, go to rustysatelliteshow.com.